The Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero Rat guest host Rihanna in the studio today. 8:18 in the morning, 63 degrees. I do want to mention a couple of times this morning, certainly hope to see you this evening at Sicky's Garage. We are finally giving away that beautiful custom Y94 Sea Doo Spark, powered by Moorhead Marine and driven by Muscatel Subaru. About 7 o'clock, I think, is the giveaway. Though if you want to get your last chance name in the hat here, you got to be there about 6, I would say. And the Rat and I will be out there as early as 4 p.m. saying what up to people. If you want that Sea Doo Spark, you've seen us driving around all summer long, you must be at Sicky's Garage this evening. Check out Y94.com for all the details. So there's a lot of duties that... anyway, there's a lot of responsibilities that come with taking Maggie's position here on the radio show. And it's been kind of fun for us to have this series of women in the studio trying to see if they could be that moral compass, the woman of the room. And one of those is soliciting for and finding questions for the panel of men. And Rihanna, you've come with a series of them. So let's go ahead and do this thing.
It's raining men.
What we wanted to give you, ladies, was straight answers from men. Unfiltered honesty. We couldn't find any men, so we'll have to do. Rihanna, what you got for us today?
First one is going to say, guys, are there any reason why lingerie shopping is such a traumatic experience? I swear, every time I see a guy shopping for something, they look absolutely terrified.
Well, I mean, if you're a guy shopping for lingerie, let's just use Victoria's Secret as an example. If you're the guy that walks in there, all eyes at least feel that you're on you, but I think that in a lot of ways they are on you. And that is not just the customers, that is the ladies working there, because I've seen stories before where basically former employees admit, like, we get on those guys right away because we know that they're awkward, we know that they don't want to be there, and we know they're going to buy whatever we tell them to buy, like, ASAP. It is awkward because there's no way it can't be awkward. Clearly, we're walking around women's underwear. It's just weird.
And yeah, a lingerie shopping trip is like walking through a minefield.
Mm-hmm.
Because every group seems to have different sizing.
Yeah.
So, and that's something, A, you don't want to get wrong.
Uh-huh.
And B, guys tend to like stuff that's a little bit dirtier than what girls like in their lingerie. Like, women are very particular about their lingerie tastes, and guys do not fit into that category.
Here's why I like the mantle, because you and I, on most of these questions, give such different yet very valid responses to all of these questions. That is a completely different mindset than me, but I can't disagree with anything you've just said.
Yeah, because like as a guy, I might go, ooh, look, a bra with zippers. Interesting. The woman will not find that interesting.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Kind of like an S&M, kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They just have too many of them. I can see why it would be hard.
You're walking around and we don't know. We're like, oh, look, it's frilly and it has bows on it, or in Rat's case, zippers and leather masks. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's all the same to me.
It's almost a test of your knowledge. Like, how well do you know the woman you're getting these for?
Plus, guys have, like, boxers or briefs.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies have, like, boy shorts and hip huggers and...
I'm shocked you know those terms.
I've had many bad experiences.
We need to do the next one because Rat's knowledge is disturbing me.
Okay. What do you guys think of fashion glasses, like the hipster glasses that people wear a lot?
Hate them. Hate them. And granted, I'm jaded on this because I grew up as someone who had to wear glasses. If you don't have to wear glasses, why in the hell are you putting these things on your face?
Yeah, I was called every name in the book as a child, from four eyes to things that are not even radio friendly.
Aww.
And it was not like a pleasant thing for me. So for you now to, as a 23-year-old hipster, to put these things on your face, I'm like, not fair. You didn't have to put up with the ridicule. I should get to wear the cool, trendy glasses.
See, as a child, I grew up with big, blue-framed glasses, which nobody told me were not cool in any fashion or form. But now, somehow, they're cool.
Oh, yeah. For sure they are.
Now, honestly, if I see you walking around and you have glasses on your face, it's probably not going to occur to me that you don't have prescription lenses in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that way. So My answer is, I don't really care, but if you tell me they're fashion glasses, then I will think you're kind of stupid.
They used to be the things that people made fun of you for, and now it's the popular trend.
It's not okay. I wish everything that used to be loser about me would now be cool.
Yeah.
I would be the coolest guy on the planet.
But see, you're still too late, because you lived through the loser days.
It's cool to hang out in lockers now, guys.
All right, next one is, do you actually believe that all women are dramatic?
Well, yeah, but comparatively to me, because I'm pretty mellow and just kind of just hang out on the couch. So anything outside of that is kind of dramatic to me. My answer to a problem is, oh, no, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just so indifferent to everything. And I don't know many women that have the same level of indifference to things that I have.
I'd say the answer is no, but the real answer is yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'll just say yes.
Whatever you do, don't point out that they're being dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
You'd start a world war there.
Mm-hmm. When you were somebody that is just like, meh, about absolutely everything you could possibly fight about, it's hard to not seem dramatic to that person.
Because why is it for guys, you can get the, why are you in such a bad mood?
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you say to a woman, why are you in such a bad mood? Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. You have a series of questions that are going to follow that same statement. But to be fair, I've met plenty of guys that are super dramatic.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Compared to a girl, you would think, like, this is probably a better option for me to go down that road.
Oh, there's plenty of men out there that are such drama, and you think you're talking to a 12-year-old little girl. It's awful. Let's just do one more here in the mantle today.
All right, fill in the blank on the first date. If a woman did blank, you would run.
Oh, God. It's been so long since I've dated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with eat some of my food.
Really?
Yes, because that's a sign that on a first date, she's already doing the what yours is mine thing.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that. Plus, if you really wanted some fries, you could have ordered your own fries because I love my fries.
It's kind of funny because you had a hard time struggling for the fry one, and I'm like, I got a whole bunch of these.
Yeah.
But if on a first date, if she does blank, I'm running.
Yeah.
Drops anything remotely close to the I love you or I think I could love you, mentions anything about a wedding or babies or anything that just screams way too serious in knowing each other for 30 minutes on this first date, I am squealing out of that parking lot, and if I drove you there, you're getting left behind.
Oh, good one. I'll also add in talk about their ex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or the time they were in prison. Or my last ex.
Zero, Orange is the New Black. Come on.
I've watched you for a long time, so I'm really happy this date happened.
Oh, if I could tell you, there's this girl one time, and you know what? We got to cut it short because I gave this Drew Lowe song on one time, but her name was Lorena. And she used to be married to this one guy. And something Bobbitt.
John.
Yeah. And after I heard her tale, I was like, I'm so out of this Applebee's.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Turn it up, turn it on.
You guys are all I listen to.
Y94.